Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Rosemarie Pierce as my special expert guest. Rosemarie Pierce is a holistic pharmacist with more than 40 years' experience in both conventional and natural medicine. Currently, she counsels and lectures on holistic health and mind-body vitality, as well as offering group workshops in community building. After earning her degree in pharmacy from Dalhousie University in 1972, Rosemarie integrated her pharmaceutical education with extensive studies in a wide array of holistic healing practices. She then went on to become Canada's very first holistic pharmacist. Rosemarie is a highly respected lecturer, writer, and media personality within the natural health industry. In addition, she serves in a senior capacity with Prairie Naturals Health Products as a company spokesperson, educator, and product formulator. Good morning, Rosemarie, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Well, thank you, Corey. Good morning to you, and thanks for having me.
We've known each other for decades. We've seen each other at trade shows, out on the field, in health food stores across the country. And you have a tremendous reputation. You've earned the respect that you so well deserve. Now, I guess to introduce you initially to our people, our students and members, let's talk about when you graduated from university and you got your degree as a pharmacist, did you go right into the pharmaceutical field and work in a pharmacy?
Yes, I did. I actually had two jobs waiting for me when I graduated. I was fully certified, so I could go right into community pharmacy, which is what I chose. But during my university years, I had had some wonderful professors that taught more than what you would normally find at a medical school, and that was I had nutrition, herbs, and vitamins, like herbs, vitamin, minerals. When I left, I felt quite rounded. Little did I know when I moved to the actual dispensing, I was in Halifax, downtown Halifax, and it's a university town, so a lot of very bright young people, and they were looking for things that I knew nothing about, products, natural health products. And so that gave me a wonderful opportunity to ask questions. And they wanted things like magnesium oxide powder and lecithin granules. They were making drinks, pep-up drinks, and following Adele Davis, vitamin C, Linus Pauling, vitamin C in the common cold. So there was a lot of interest stirring at that time, and it piqued my interest. I picked up her book off my book rack, you know, in the magazine section, Let's Eat Right. And when I looked at that, and then the Shute brothers with the right work on vitamin E, and Linus Pauling with vitamin C, and I still use that information that I gathered through my own reading to this day. It was a basis. It excited me. As a matter of fact, I remember thinking, wow, if I can do it with a vitamin or a mineral instead of a drug, if that's going to work, much better. And that darted me, and that was 1972, long time ago.
Now, as a pharmacist, you have a background in science. Now, how does that help you when it comes to natural foods, carrot juice, using chlorella? You know, there's a lot of people that are interested in natural healing without a background in science. So how does the scientific background help you with your understanding of their interests?
I find it to be actually an amazing combination, because it's one thing to have the science and to know the sort of black and white facts, and then it's another to also be willing to explore and open up to other possibilities. As a pharmacist, which I practiced for 25 years, actually working in different holistic pharmacies, I offered other choices. So for me, having the background so that a lot of people trust pharmacists. They'll ask them questions much quicker even than doctors. So pharmacists are the type of person, hopefully, people feel like they can ask questions of. And as the questions came, my interest really really perked up because I felt that if somebody was going to take a medication, then I should also know other forms of what can help, what nutrients might be affected when you take medication, what the adverse effects could be, you know, how food might interact with that. So that was one of my interests. And then as a formulator, I'm very interested in the phytonutrients that we find in our food and how they work and how to fortify our food with superfoods.
Now, allopathic medicine, as you well know, two schools of thought. You've got the functional integrative complementary medicine, orthomolecular psychiatry, MDs, psychiatrists that believe one thing, and then, of course, they're in the minority, and then they're sort of up against the conventional views from the conventional side. Now, is there that same kind of split in the pharmacists of Canada? Is there a division? And what do they think of people like you, a so-called holistic pharmacist?
Well, I honestly think it depends on what type of pharmacy they're in. If they're in a compounding pharmacy, there's always one or two in an area. We have a couple here where I am on the Sunshine Coast even. So when there's a compounding pharmacist, for example, making up bioidentical hormone creams, doing suppositories, specializing in compounding prescriptions for people that don't fit into the normal range of dosages. So they tend to be much more open, and those pharmacists study nutrition. They get asked all kinds of questions. I often train them. There's quite a few in Calgary, for example, which is where I practiced in a regular pharmacy. So these pharmacists tend to come to my trainings. Matter of fact, I'll be in Calgary. I'll be doing a talk on drugs that deplete nutrients, and I'll have a lot of pharmacists at that talk. The average pharmacist, though, who's working in more of a mainstream-type pharmacy, really most likely hasn't had the time to explore it. So if they haven't explored, done reading on their own, they're inundated with so much pharmaceutical-type knowledge, especially from drug companies, and they have to keep up their continuing education points, and usually they'll just stay focused on what drugs do and not move to look at the whole picture of what else can be very helpful. As a pharmacist, that was an advantage for me because, of course, you don't switch a person to a natural remedy, but often people are interested and they want to know what they can do, what other options they have. And the special interest right now in explaining how drugs can deplete nutrients. Sometimes the very nutrient that you would need for the body to heal for the condition that you're being prescribed the drug. So it's the very typical one is the statin drugs with coenzyme Q10. And with depleting coenzyme Q10, which is absolutely needed, the statin drugs, of course, are used for lower cholesterol, which is considered to be still by many orthodox medical professionals a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. And here it depletes coenzyme Q10, which is absolutely needed and found in a very high concentration in heart muscle. So that's the most common one. There's so many other drugs that deplete nutrients, especially folic acid. It's a very big one. Folic acid and minerals are often depleted. And we need both of these in order to have our body functioning properly. And the minerals often can cause a imbalance in our body's pH, which is an area that I'm very interested in and focused on in my trainings, and that's using pH balancing as a way to have a healthy diet and to put the body in a healing process rather than what I would call a breaking down process. Degenerative diseases occur when our body's not in its in a rejuvenating healing process.
That's great. That's a very good word and great insight, Rosemarie. Now, getting into Prairie Naturals, and also a lot of people don't know this, I'd like you maybe to talk about your family connection to Robert and Richard and how it all started and how it all came to be, because I just think that's a great story, how you're all siblings and how you all sort of rose up and became very active in the natural health field and created an empire, more or less, that you all contribute to. You want to tell us that story?
Sure. Yeah. I have two brothers, and with my mom and dad, we lived in Nova Scotia. Early on, when my youngest brother started a gym, and that was now, it was when he was 21, and he's in his 50s. So a good while ago, over 30 years ago, he didn't find, at that time, good protein powders. There were a very small selection of good protein supplements for athletes and bodybuilders. So he started mixing protein powders, buying raw materials, mixing protein powders. Meanwhile, while he's doing that, both of my brothers are taking sales and business. So they're very interested in the health industry, and both of them develop companies that are distributing products, one in the natural health industry and one more for the athletes' fitness group. So as my two brothers are doing this, they happen to have a sister who's a pharmacist and doing holistic medicine. So I consulted and worked with them a lot and finally settled more into working with Prairie Naturals, because my other brother, Richard, the one that started the sports and nutrition, focused on manufacturing. So he's focused on manufacturing, has a very large GMP manufacturing facility. Prairie Naturals is now, of course, a national company with distribution throughout Canada. And then I sit in more of a consulting, formulating, educational role. And I have helped and worked with both, but mostly now Prairie Naturals. And within the Prairie Naturals line, we now have also a fitness line and probiotic gum, which is a very innovative product, and also a natural hair care line. So it's a quite a diverse company. Within that, I have worked with products that are dear to my heart, and they have to do with pH balancing and also with digestion. That's where I've settled into extensive work. And what interests me, because I really do believe that the digestive system, the health of our gut, and I'll add along with pH balancing, because they go hand in hand, those two have been my focus, because I feel that we in the natural health industry ourselves need to understand how the proper digestion and absorption, and also the irritations on the lining of the digestive tract, affect almost everything that we're doing in the form of ingesting food or supplements. Very important to have an efficient digestive tract, and very few people do, especially the ones that come for help. They often have food sensitivities. They have increased inflammation in their body, and that increased inflammation often stems from the health of the lining of their small and large intestine, or the stress that they're experiencing by everyday life is shutting down their digestive juices, starting with stomach acid, and then what's being produced by the pancreas and by the liver. These digestive juices are suppressed. And when that happens, of course, we get poor absorption. So it doesn't matter how much of a good thing we're doing. If we're eating well, taking the most high-quality, nutritious, organic foods, if they don't get broken down, ionized if they're minerals, and then we have an efficient, healthy lining of our intestinal system, we can absorb them. So it's pretty, I think, a pretty important area to focus on.
Agreed. Now, when you talk about a pharmacist dispensing prescription drugs to the consumer, mm-hmm. that is similar to a retailer in a health food store dispensing vitamins. In fact, we know Bruce Reed at the Vitamin Shop calls his facility a vitamin dispensary. So how do you compare the dispensing by the retailers in terms of their mannerism and their professionalism and their sales capacity and understanding of what they do to pharmacists who do exactly the same thing, but they're actually dispensing a different thing, a xenobiotic versus, you know, a natural supplement. Have you thought about that yourself, and do you see the comparison?
Well, there's the natural health industry is governed differently than pharmacists. Pharmacists are governed provincially by a pharmaceutical association, independently monitored and licensing. And it is the provincial governing body that establishes what a pharmacist can do and what they can't. Where in the natural health industry, there's no governing body to belong to. The way it's governed is through our numbers or product identification. For example, our natural health products, we have a natural health products directorate, and within there, we have regulations on what products can be on the shelves and what we can say about them and what precautions are on them, right? Now, with that, the health food store is set up as a self-serve place according to the government's way in which they want it to be in order to protect the public. So now a bottle of vitamin C might have on it for maintenance of healthy bones. You know, I can pick one up and just even take a look to see. But it will have a claim on it, something like for maintenance of healthy bones, teeth, and cartilage and gums. So those claims are what's supposed to direct individuals within the health industry. Having said that, often somebody who's working in a health food store has developed a reputation for being a caring, knowledgeable person will often be asked questions. So in that way, the two areas would overlap, but as far as how they're supposed to work, they work very differently. Pharmacists are supposed to give information on drugs. The label in the natural health industry is what a consumer is to look at. It has to be sure to have a DIN number. It is got a medicinal list, and it's in a format that's consistent so you can compare one product to another. It has precautions, recommended dosages. So what often happens, though, behind the scenes is health food store retailers train themselves through educational courses, through working with people like myself. They often ask questions, and they rely on the educational research and development people in each different company. Just so happens with Prairie, we have a pharmacist, so I get a lot of questions about, can you use this particular medication with this drug? I just had one today on chlorella. A matter of fact, asking if they're now on blood thinners, can they take chlorella? So that type of question comes often to me, but within the health industry, we don't have a set governing body and individuals that have to meet that kind of standard to be able to answer. So I think we often refer back from the retailer end to the reputable companies that have R&D departments, that have professionals that can support the retailer. And I think that's often how most of the knowledge gets developed. And what that takes, and it's always been something in my career that I've focused on, and that is not working just from the vested interest of thinking, for example, that a Prairie Natural product is the only answer. I like to be able to give people choices and explain why they might want to make a choice one way or another. But there are many, many good quality products on our health food shelf.
Yeah, that's great insight. Now, looking at your bio, I was impressed by your connection to Scott Peck, because going way back, I was introduced to his work. And the two principles that really stood out was, you know, life is hard, then you die, get over it. He certainly goes into it in more detail, you know, like once you accept what is, then you're able to move forward and really expand your horizons. And also, you've got to delay gratification. You just can't shove whatever you want all the time into your mouth and expect to be well, for example. How did his work influence you? And did that lead you into your heart-to-heart communication workshops? Was that part of what helped you lead you that way?
Of a kind. If I can develop it a bit more, when my children were young, there was a period of 6 to 8 years that I didn't practice pharmacy. And we were in Calgary, and they went to a Waldorf school. So I focused very much on their education and developing a Waldorf school in Calgary. Now, what that does is it puts you in a community of like-minded parents. And from that idea of being in a community, I became aware that there was need for better communication. Even though we were there for the children's education, we were interacting as a group, and I felt that that was the real work that the parents had to do, was find how to work together in such a way that they were actually supporting each other, going beyond the differences in the egos and the separation, and finding a way to connect. So that's always been of interest to me. Now, how they dovetail is, during those years, we had one of Scott Peck's trained facilitators come and do a workshop for a group of parents at that school. And that's what got me very excited and turned on to personal development, moving into an open-hearted space. So Scott Peck's book, A Road Less Traveled, was his first book. His second one was called The Different Drum, Community Making and Peace. And that's what I based my heart-to-heart workshops on. And they started in Calgary with parents and then included teachers. And even though it's a separate aspect for me than the natural health industry, researching, formulating, training, where it overlaps is in relating to people. If there's probably one aspect of being in front of a group of very keen retailers who are there to listen to you present, for example, on the value of enzymes and how do enzymes work in the body. With this extra interest of mine of heart opening and connecting, I find that that's what I focus on when I stand in front of a group. The logical left brain information is all great, but if you can't give it with heart, and if your intention is to connect, that's fantastic. But just rotely giving information can be quite boring. It's that connection to another individual, because this is information that can expand their horizons and their possibilities for their own health. So that, I think, is where the two join, and what makes a good speaker is not just somebody that technically can be very sharp, but also somebody that's intentions are to connect. And it's that caring, because I think that we get through body language and just the being in the presence of another person, we get that type of energy. And it's that connection, whether it's a doctor or somebody in a health food store, that type of connection is where the real healing occurs, in my opinion.
You have several signature products. Can you tell us about your favorite one and maybe just give us a little bit of insight on it and what it does and how to take it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would probably focus on Morning Rise and Shine. Morning Rise and Shine is a lemon, aloe, and mineral drink. And I grew up with a Dutch mother who passed away at 92. My dad passed away at 94. I know you've known them through the years. And we were very close to our parents, the three of us children. We watched my mom every morning take the juice of half a lemon out of the fridge, squeeze it, put it in room temperature water, and drink it. So I used that and combined it with aloe and minerals, a little bit of maple syrup, and made a drink base for putting green powders in. The original green powders, a lot of them were hard for people to take. They looked like swamp water. So I developed this base, and everybody loved having our Greensforce drinks, those green powder drinks, in what I then called Morning Rise and Shine. Here, put this all together. Lemon and greens go well together. And it was so popular that my brother said, Rosemary, you can make that. All of those things are available in powder. So I started from that base of taking the basic recipe, which is still on my website to this day. You can dig and find it. And then started working with my brother at GFR in development of that product. What I was able to do was and keep the citric acid very high in it, to keep also the juice of half a lemon, and it's a high-quality lemon made for baby food in Europe. Use organic powdered aloe, add extra citrate minerals, and make an alkalizing, energizing drink for people to start their day. And that's why we called it Morning Rise and Shine. Along with that, the part that I loved the most was actually making a brochure explaining pH. So I developed a little 8-page brochure that's available on the Prairie website. It's available on my website and also in health food stores. And in there, it talks about how to take your morning urine pH, what foods are detrimental and different conditions that are detrimental to keeping your minerals balanced in your body, and then what foods you can use, of course, along with Morning Rise and Shine, which is based on lemon. It's 72% lemon, actually. But along with that, you need these rich, mineral-rich foods, which we call the alkaline-forming food chart. And I offer one that's quite comprehensive because I've gone through all the different researchers' work and combined it, brought it together, because depending on the research was done on the alkalinity or acidity of a certain food, you can find almost sometimes contradictory charts. So I did a lot of work to help a person find the best alkaline-forming foods. And we find that even though I had the recipe, people loved the fact that they could get a high-quality product, put a scoop and 2 cups of water in the morning, start their day, and not have to rely on coffee for energy. So that's been, to me, a project that I continually keep using to educate people on how important it is to balance pH. If the pH is out of balance and the body's slightly low-grade acidic on an ongoing basis, what that's going to mean is, and you can tell that by using the pH paper first thing in the morning. And if you're below the 6.4 consistently, then this is what the issues would be. It would mean you'd have low minerals available in your body. You would have also low amount of oxygen. Acidic blood does not carry oxygen very well. And you would have higher levels of free radicals. All acids are free radicals. And if we can't neutralize them through what we bring in from our food and our supplement, then those acids will show up in the urine, and you'll be able to measure them by the pH paper. And it could be the very reason why you're not able to lose weight, get rid of the inflammation in your body, why your energy is so low, or even why your digestive system might be off. Because being able to absorb minerals is indicated by the health of your small intestine. So as you can see, it's a pretty comprehensive area, and to me, one of those easy things for somebody to do to put them on a healthy program for both food and supplements. If your pH is balanced, the chances of getting cold and flu are much lower. The problems with skin, such as cracks in the nails, cracks on the heels, split hair, poor quality looking skin, can all be supported by bringing the pH back in balance. And usually, if you do that, then the entire body can function better. So I believe pH has not reached its full potential of how it can help us yet. But individuals who connect with Prairie Naturals can always get this brochure and start to read about how to support their body in becoming pH balanced.
Great information. What is your website address and what will we find there, Rosemary?
I keep a very low profile website, but it does have quite a bit of information on Morning Rise and Shine, on articles on pH, articles on how to work with naturally with cold and flu, how to improve your digestive system, and also a connection to me. It's ways through my website to connect. My website is www.holistic-pharmacist.com. And it's very easy, actually. If somebody typed in Rosemary Pierce Pharmacist, my website would also come right up for them. The other thing that's on there, along with on my Facebook, is when I'm doing the heart-to-heart community building evenings or workshops. I publish those and information on heart-to-heart. I think it's a good thing for somebody in the natural health industry to be really grounded, down to earth, very open and supportive of individuals, because most of them that come into the health food store have a lot of pain, a lot of stress, a lot of issues in their body, and they do need all the support they can get.
Yes. Well, I think everyone else listening would agree that we can just feel your sense of compassion and love in the way that you present yourself, the way that you speak, the way that you connect the heart with the head. That's just wonderful. Rosemary, our time is gone. Thanks so much for participating as my special expert guest on this month's edition of SNU.
Well, thank you, Corey. It's been my pleasure, and I hope that these talks continue to inspire young people to pursue a career in the natural health industry. It's a very worthwhile place to be.
Rosemary Pierce is a holistic pharmacist with more than 40 years' experience in both conventional and natural medicine. She is a highly respected lecturer, writer, and media personality within the natural health industry. Rosemary, thank you very much for what you're doing, what you've done, and what you're going to do. We really appreciate it.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Representing lifestyle, new way of life. Listen, it's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight, Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see ya changing heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. follow your dreams and see.